Welcome back to another edition of the Pegcast. I'm your host, Michael Pagani, joined alongside Leamington Flyers forward Connor McPherson. Connor, welcome to the Pegcast. Thank you again for coming on.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, it's an honor.
How have you been doing recently? I always like to open it up to the guests to kick off the show. What have you been doing? How have you doing? What's up?
So, since the season ended, it's been a bit of a whirlwind, you know, lots of celebrating, going out with the team, all that. But now it's lots of school. The year's ending down. So I'm in my grade 12 year. So I'm kind of just getting caught up on my schoolwork that I missed from the playoffs and all that. And just kind of looking forward to the summer.
Were you ever emailing your teachers like, look, I'm going to have to hold this aside. Like, we're going to put this assignment on hold right now. I'm in playoffs. I'm winning the chip. You were going to give me like a 2-week extension right now.
I think I had too many late assignments. So I kind of just told my teachers every time I was actually in class, like, you know what? I'm in the playoffs right now. I'm hoping to win it all. So just come in a little bit of slack, and they all understood. They're all kind of hockey fans too. So they were very supportive of me and my twin brother, Ryan. We're in all the same classes. So we would kind of help each other get on our teacher's good side. So they'd let us hand in the work late and all that. And they were very understandable and forgivable for it.
They're probably thinking like, man, these guys, like another late assignment.
Oh, yeah. They probably got annoyed with us after a bit, but now it's over and everything's been handed on time thus far. So
how is the graduation year going? I know for me, like I had to do it during the pandemic. You obviously have it in person. So very different experiences. How is that going for you?
It's good. We just had our prom last weekend, so it was fun. But I mean, like you're saying, the COVID, I mean, we didn't have 2 years of high school. So this is pretty much our first full normal year, I feel like. So, I mean, it being our last, it's like, you don't know what to expect. I mean, after this, everything changes for everyone and everyone goes their separate ways. So kind of for now, I'm just living in the moment, enjoying the last month or whatever we have a school, and then so be it. Everyone goes their separate paths after that.
I mean, you're completely right. I didn't even realize that this would have been your first full year, healthy year of high school. It's almost like you never really got to fully experience it.
I know. Yeah, that's what I was talking about with my parents the other day. It was like, it feels like it was just last year we were starting grade 9 and now we're leaving in grade 12 because we didn't get the grade 10 or 11 year pretty much. So it's hard to think about, but I mean, this year has been really fun. I mean, we got to do everything in school. There's been no restrictions on hockey like there was last year. So it's good to be back overall, though. I guess a sense of normalcy.
Well, yeah, exactly, right? I know for me, like I was named valedictorian of my class, but I did deliver my speech online. It sucked.
Yeah, it's different. But yeah, congrats on that. That's an honor itself, too.
Yeah, thank you. I do appreciate that. With your offseason kind of almost coming upon you, what parts of your game are you focusing on?
For me, I feel like making that big step up to I'm going out to the BC next year and then to school after that. I think a big thing for me is just strength. So we're really focusing on the strength and power portion of our workouts this summer and making sure we're just constantly on the ice, just critiquing, I guess, all the little skills like shooting, stick handling, skating, like all that kind of stuff.
So then with you going to the BC next year, how does Leamington kind of help you kind of make that progression a lot easier?
So playing for Flyers the last 2 years, especially this year, I was fortunate enough to get a lot of good playing time and get the minutes that I wanted, which kudos to them. It was very good. And they kind of just were able to put me in situations where I would learn and be in all those like tough situations. So when I go to these other teams that I already know how to do and I can play under any situation possible. So, and going all the way to, I kind of know how it feels to win now and what it feels like to go through a full playoff run. So I feel like with all those experiences that they kind of presented themselves on me the last 2 years, I guess that's what helps me kind of for my next future years of hockey, I guess.
Getting into your story a bit of who you are, what was there a player growing up who you wanted to model your game after?
I mean, I watch a lot of hockey and I always had my favorite players. When I was growing up, like when I was younger, I loved watching Datsyuk on the Wings. He was a go-to guy for me. I still have his picture in my room, I'm pretty sure. But yeah, he was kind of an inspiration for me. And yeah, now growing up, I like watching the Oilers. They got Draisaitl and McDavid. It's just fun watching them. But really, I just love watching the game. There's not like a certain player that I like certainly watching. Obviously, McDavid is like a star, and
yeah,
it's just fun to watch. But I just like just watching hockey. Just I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, look, you know, Datsyuk was magnificent. McDavid and Draisaitl are in their own league every night. It's crazy to see that. It's like McDavid puts up 3 points. Okay, like we're expecting him to put up five every night.
I know it's crazy to think about how he's nearly getting 2 points a game, and everyone thinks he's still not performing the way he should be. It's like that's a lot. That's more than anyone else ever gets.
Who influenced you to get into hockey?
I mean, I started when I was 3 or 4, so I'm gonna assume it was my parents. But I guess right when I could walk, I guess I was already playing mini sticks and all that. So it was probably just I was born into it. My dad played university hockey at the University of Windsor, so. Right away, he's got that hockey background. My uncles play hockey. My grandpa played hockey. So kind of just runs in the family. And I was just brought into it at a young age.
Like you mentioned with the mini sticks battles, like growing up with your brother, there must have been tons in the basement.
Oh, yeah. We had a cart full of them. I too many to count, to be honest.
I remember grabbing like mini sticks and legit bending them. So I had like this illegal curve almost. Just sniping.
Oh yeah, we did the same thing. Don't worry.
And I was like, dude, I have to do this. I need the upper hand.
You had to get the best shot possible. You know, yeah, exactly. To have that advantage.
You are from Windsor, so were you a Red Wings fan growing up?
Yeah, I'm still to this day a Red Wings fan.
Oh yeah,
I guess them just being close. I mean, it's I get to go to their games every once in a while, and they haven't been too great the last few years, but. The Eiser plan is going to work, so
exactly. I'm just
looking forward to the next view.
Have you been to the Joe Louis before it got demolished?
Yeah, I was able to go there a couple times. I got to play a game out there, too, for an exhibition game, and I played in Sun County. So I got
that
to.
That must have been really cool.
That was a fun experience. That was probably like eight-ish years ago, and I still remember it fully, so it was pretty cool.
Your first experience on like full NHL ice. That's sick.
It was...
Because my minor hockey, we used to do a game that was part of our regular season at the First Ontario Center where the Bulldogs play.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, when we were growing up, that was, like, sick. Like, holy, this is awesome. And we tried to take that in as much as we could. Because then afterwards, we got to see a Bulldogs game. They were part of the Montreal affiliate at the time. But it's cool to see that you were able to get, you know, action at the Joe Louis before it got demolished.
Yeah, it was it's a memory I'll always keep with me. I remember when we were there, they had like the locker rooms closed though, so we had to get dressed in like the open. It was like really awkward, but
that was so awkward.
Other than that, everything was really good.
Oh, absolutely. Before joining the Flyers, you played with Sun County, like you mentioned, which is, you know, it's based in Essex. It's about 30 minutes away from Windsor. What was it like to play through the grind of late night drives to the rink for minor hockey?
Overall, it wasn't too bad. Where we live, it's kind of like more so Tecumseh area. So it's only like a 20-minute drive for me. I never really had an issue with it. It's more so this year is the one I had the issue with. It's 45 minutes up to Leamington every day. So that was a bit more. But when I played for Sun County, my dad coached for majority of the years. And I always knew the coach and stuff, and like people like live near me. So we were able to carpool and get rides. So it was really never too much of a hassle.
That makes it a lot easier, right?
Yeah, it does.
And it eases kind of the stress and the grind of the drives for sure.
It is, yeah. And having Ryan with me too. I mean, I always had someone to talk to in the car, so made it fun.
How did you adapt your everyday hockey routine when the pandemic came?
So that was it was a difficult time for us, especially being in the Windsor Essex area. I mean, you don't get too many looks at compared to the GTA area. So for us, it was me and the few people that I worked out with. We just made sure every day or every other day, or we were always just doing something to stay active, you know, always going outside. Because, I mean, we couldn't hang out inside because everyone was kind of crazy during those times. But always outside, shooting pucks, rollerblading, just doing something, working out. And then, yeah, like I've mentioned before, I was like, it was good having Ryan, too, because he was able to do those with me. And we can kind of motivate each other to stay active and stay motivated. And, yeah, once everything got opened up again, I mean, I feel like we were able to do a lot in the 2 years of COVID that maybe some people didn't do, which kind of helped us in the long run, I think.
What do you remember about the world shutting down?
All I remember is I would chip golf balls in my backyard every single day because I had nothing else to do.
Yeah, and I was in bed watching Netflix. Bucks.
I was so bored with myself. School was like, it was kind of like iffy. Like you could do it, but like you didn't have to. So most of the time I chose not to.
Yeah, I did the same.
And then like there wasn't much to do. So I was always just outside or, yeah, a lot of Netflix. I watched too many series to count, but
yeah,
wasn't much to do. But yeah, just staying active was like the main thing during it. So I don't go insane.
Yeah, well, it was the most insane time for, you know, it's hard to stay sane, I guess you could say.
Yeah, it was tough.
Yeah, and chipping golf balls was definitely the way to go about it for sure.
Mm-hmm.
How did you end up joining Leamington?
So I got drafted in the 10th round in 2021 to Ottawa. And going into camp, they already had four guys signed. So going in, I kind of like, I wasn't sure if I had a chance or if they already had their guys, whatever. But overall, we had a good camp, but didn't make the team that year. And we kind of just, we know the general manager, Justin Schultz, and we've kind of been close with him. We work out with a company called PowerTech that he owns and runs. So we kind of knew him through that, and we were able to make the team as the two 16-year-olds. And we ended up having a pretty good year there. And I guess coming back this year, it was like we had that unfinished business where we wanted to win the whole thing and not get knocked out in the third round, which this year we were fortunate enough to do. And to be a part of that was really good.
Let's talk about your first season. You earned Rookie of the Year. You were named to the All-Star team. Top points for a rookie with 57. To have earned all of those accomplishments in your first season, how does that speak to your game?
To be honest, going in, I wasn't even expecting a point a game. I mean, we hadn't played that draft year, right? So it's like, I don't know what to expect. But yeah, I was just kind of, like I said earlier, I was able to stick to the plan, especially during COVID, and make sure I was up on my like workouts and all that. One sec.
Yeah, sure.
Sorry, I just had to turn that off real quick.
Yeah, all good.
Yeah, so I think going in, I was like, kind of had some like, kind of a little spark in me, you know? I mean, I didn't get that exposure in the OHL draft. Like, I feel like I should have just due to the COVID and all that stuff. So going in, I kind of had a point to prove, I feel like. And yeah, to get those awards, I mean, it's hard to do, I think. But I mean, I feel like I just had that right mindset all year. And I don't know. I don't like to speak about awards because I feel like that doesn't make a player. But I mean, to win those, I mean, obviously it's nice to know that, I mean, your hard work pays off. And overall, that's what my overall goal was, just to get better, and those awards just show for it, I feel like.
Well, it's clear that your hard work did pay off considering what you did put in. Would you put yourself through with the pandemic and how it shut down every rink in Southern Ontario?
Yeah, it was a long 2 years for sure, but yeah, just staying even keel the whole time and making sure that you always had that right positive mindset, driven mindset is what helped me. And I feel like I owe it all to my success because I made sure I stayed motivated for those 2 years.
You played in multiple playoff overtimes during that first deep playoff run. Did you have any nerves going into the extra frames?
I mean, the few times I do go into overtime, you're always like sitting in the locker room and you're waiting. You're like kind of thinking to yourself, it's like, I want this to be my moment. Like you think about scoring that nice goal and doing the nice sally and everyone cheering with you. But I think going into overtime, it's another period of hockey, which at the end of the day, it's fun. It's fun to play. And I try not to think about it. I just think about what I can do, because at the end of the day, you can't control anyone else. So I just make sure when I go out there, just stay calm, play my game. And if it works out, it works out. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But only I can control myself, and other people, I can't. So I feel like I don't get nervous in overtimes. It's just like more so exciting because like you want everything to go your way, I guess.
What was the biggest takeaway from your first big Goge playoff run?
So for this year, like winning it this year?
Well, let's go with last year, because I'm on kind of that topic still. Like we're talking about the first deep playoff run. So what was your biggest takeaway from that?
It's a man's game. Being a 16-year-old, being a little smaller than everyone else, I feel like the intensity was much higher, the physicality was much higher, and you had to play up to that. You couldn't shy away. And I feel like even though we didn't win, I learned a lot from that that first year, which I was able to bring in those experiences into this year. And I feel like that's why I was able to perform the way I did in playoffs, and it was due to the experiences I embraced last season, last playoffs.
It really helped you mature on the ice as well, being a 16-year-old.
Yeah, I mean, playing with last year, I guess it was 01, so guys 4 or 5 years older than me. I mean, you're sitting in the locker room with them. They have full-time jobs. You're in grade 11 in high school, so it's kind of a maturity thing. It makes you age a little bit quicker, I feel like, and mature. So I think that experience to play as a 16-year-old was really beneficial for me.
Last year, again, you scored 22 points in 16 playoff games. What's it like to be known as a consistent playoff scorer in the when it matters most?
I think playoffs are obviously a lot more important than regular season. You can put up 100 points in the regular season, but if you don't perform in playoffs, no one's going to remember you. So I feel like when it comes to playoff time, I focus up even more and I dial in, and I want to be known as someone who is trustworthy and can be put into any situation, any game, whether that being regular season, playoffs, et cetera. I want to be able to be known as someone who can produce in any type of game.
This season, you were named assistant captain. Was there a moment in your first year where you thought you had a legit shot to be named as part of the leadership group?
That's a good question. I feel like I was able to lead by example a lot on the ice. I'm not the most vocal person in the room. On the ice, I'm pretty vocal, but in the room, I like to stay more quiet, calm, collected, and just kind of focus on myself. But going into this season, I feel like I did a good job at kind of just showing the way, I guess, like playing and showing people how they should play, if that makes sense. Just kind of leading by example. But being 17, it's like most times it's the 21-year-olds, 20-year-olds, whatever, that they're getting the letters. So, I mean, I wasn't necessarily expecting it, but when I got it, I knew it was an honor because it doesn't happen often. So I made sure I made the most of it this year.
You and your brother led the Flyers in scoring this year. To play alongside him, there must have been an unhealthy amount of chem spewing on the ice every night.
So I played with Ryan for countless years now. So kind of being on a line and being able to be named captains together, assistant captains, it's tough, I guess, because, I mean, more eyes are on us and we have to be able to lead this team. And I feel like having Ryan to do it with me and be able to talk to him about all our struggles or whatever we may be feeling was really beneficial. And we were able to kind of experience that together. And just it's fun to lead a team. I mean, I haven't been like a captain at this high of a level. So to be able to do that with Ryan and kind of share that experience was really good.
And it must have felt like you guys were the Sedin twins out there.
I will be honest, a few people said that. Even though it's Junior B, I mean, it's fun to be compared to those guys. Because obviously, I mean, look at them now. They're Hockey Hall of Fame. They're two of the greatest players to ever play. So for people to say that is, it's pretty like heartwarming, I guess you can say. But yeah, those are definitely two people we strive to be like. I mean, look how famous they are now. And that's kind of what we hope to be in the future.
To play alongside your twin brother with the Flyers must have been like a dream come true for you.
It was, yeah. I mean, when we first started our kind of our interviews for junior hockey, we were told that we weren't going to play together anymore, and that it's going to be difficult to play on the same line, same team, etc. And to get to not only play 2 years together, but get to go to school and BC next year together is pretty surreal.
And to win the chip together.
And to win the championship together. That's for sure a talking point that's going to be brought up at every family dinner, I feel like, for the upcoming years.
You racked up the awards once again, Goge MVP, All-Star team, you know, Goge championship, Goge playoff MVP. There has to be room for more awards, right?
I don't even know. I mean, it's a lot to think about, but I mean, I don't even know. I'm just happy to be given them. But at the end of the day, it's the Sutherland Cup title was what I'm most happy about.
This year, you guys didn't face as much adversity in the playoffs as last year, you could say. Was that because of how deep the team was this year?
I feel like this year we had a lot of returning guys, but we had about half returning, half new guys. And all throughout the year, our old guys from last year, so myself included, we harped that this is our year. We're not going to have that same feeling like we did last playoffs when we got knocked out in the third round. So with so many returning guys and so many people advocating to our new guys about what the process is going to be here and what we have to do, everyone kind of was able to buy in And yeah, once we started getting rolling in those playoffs, I mean, I think we didn't really lose a game until the third round, and we only lost one. So overall, it was just everyone bought in and played their game, their style, and bought in. And overall, that's why we won.
In the finals against the Stratford Warriors, you guys held a 3-1 series lead, but let it slip to a seventh game. Could you take me through the mindset of letting that series lead slip and how composed you guys stayed, actually?
You know what? So in game five, it was when we had that chance to win it in Stratford. We were playing a good game, and I think the refs gave us a weak penalty, but a penalty nonetheless, and they ended up capitalizing late, and it kind of brought the momentum down a bit. We ended up dropping that game and then dropping game six at home. But we knew going into seven, I mean, no good teams lose three in a row. That's a mindset we always had. I don't think I ever lost three in a row with Leamington. So we knew that we were fine. We still had a chance that we weren't out of it. Just 50-50, whoever came up to play. And everyone was really focused going up and just bought in. And that was probably the best game of hockey I've ever seen my team play. We limited it to like 20 shots. We had 42, I think it was. We scored 4, they scored 0. And I can't even count how many block shots we had and all that. So it was just good to see everyone buy in and, I mean, to win a championship.
Well, speaking about that game 7, you guys shut them out in their home barn. Does that speak to the resilience within the group to make sure you guys secure that fourth dub?
It was, it shows a lot of passion, a lot of character. I mean, it was a long season for everyone, and for them to really bring it all for one last game was, it was fun to watch and fun to be a part of.
And finally, what does it mean to be a GOAT champion?
It's something that not a lot of people can say, I feel like. I mean, in that league, there's, I think, 24 teams, and only one gets to win. So it's a tough league to win and to win it all. And it's hard to think about. I mean, we're going to get those rings. We're going to get that banner in the arena. It's like no one's ever going to forget that. It was the first in Leamington's franchise history. So to be a part of that, too, is insane. And, it's definitely something that I'll never forget. The town will never forget. And the people I played with will never forget.
You scored a hat trick in game 7. Do you feel as though your game does does go to the next step when it's do or die?
I feel like I like to play under pressure sometimes. It kind of, I feel like, brings out the best in me. That's when I feel like at my best. And it's also fun shutting up in a away crowd. So that's kind of the motivation I had going in there. And luckily enough, I was able to do that 3 times. So it was a good game. And I was just glad to help.
It's music to your ears.
It is. I mean, even though it's really quiet, it's a good quiet, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So your draft prospect for this summer, what are you doing to prepare for that?
So I just started back in the gym a week back, and pretty much working out every day. I'm on the ice. Well, now I'm going to be on the ice Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, or Sunday, sorry. And then once summer hits, I'll probably add an extra skate. So pretty much just making sure for this next month, especially leading up to the draft, I'm eating healthy, going all my workouts, giving it my all, just everything I can do to get better, every little thing. And whatever happens, happens. I mean, draft is a funny thing, is what I've been told. So if I hear my name called, that's great. But if I don't, I mean, I'm 18, so still a long way to go, I feel like.
What are you going to bring to the team that drafts you?
Whatever team that drafts me, if they do, I feel like I can just bring in a good right winger role. I play a good direct style. I play gritty. I play a skill game. I feel like I can do whatever is asked of me. And I feel like overall they'd be bringing in someone with a high energy work ethic, someone who's going to give it their all for the team. And I'd be drafted to be I'd be happy to be drafted by any team. So
for your schooling, you've committed to the University of New Hampshire. How did you come to that decision? What factors played into that?
So I remember one of their coaches named Glenn Stewart. He came down and watched us play and then had dinner with us after, and kind of just talking to him and him with my family and all that. He was very supportive. He was very confident in us. He saw a lot of upside potential, and they committed to us really early. And it was kind of like a good feeling to be appreciated. We never really felt that before with any other teams as much as we did New Hampshire. And when we went on our visit, we got to meet some players, we got to meet their whole coaching staff. And it was kind of just like an atmosphere we felt like we really wanted to be a part of. And overall, that's why we made that decision to commit there.
So I have a quick couple, you know, quick fire questions here. Starting with, what's it like to be the player that teams like to neutralize, or teams have to neutralize?
I mean, I feel like that's a good thing. It comes with its ups and downs. I mean, I think I got hit a lot more than I did last year, which puts a little toll on your body. But I mean, it's fun to know that you kind of like, you have eyes on you. You have kind of the attention of the other teams. It's like, they can try to chirp you, but it's like, you're line matching me. Like, why are you trying to chirp me? It's like something like that. It's just, it makes the game more fun. I mean, it kind of allows me to play with an edge, knowing that people are kind of out to get me. And it means that I always have to be on my game too, which is another good thing. And yeah, it's just, I think overall, it's just, it's fun. It's fun to have a little bounty on your back.
It kind of puts you in the villain role.
It kind of does, yeah, when you say it like that.
Yeah, well, kind of like the things you're describing, you know, okay, well, we got to watch out for this guy here. He has X amount of points. He drives the play with his line. And you're like, okay, try and stop me. Like, you exactly. can't.
Yeah, it is fun. I mean, especially when they're chirping you all game and then you score a nice one on them, you get to, like, rub it in their face. Oh, it's the best feeling ever.
It feels obvious, but what are you going to remember most about this season?
Yeah, I guess the obvious answer is just winning that championship. But I guess in a deeper context, you know, just going to the rink every day, hanging out with all the guys that I get to experience this championship with, those memories are ones I'll never forget. And just going to go into the rink, I mean, this might be this year is probably my last year playing in Ontario for a while. So kind of to experience it with the Flyers was it was a really good experience.
Why do you wear number 25?
So my dad actually wore 25 growing up. And when he asked my first year, what number do you want to be? He asked me and Ryan at the same time. And I think before Ryan said 25, I said 25. So I can take after my dad. So Ryan didn't get that option.
Oh, you were quick with it. Quick fire.
I was right away. I was like, well, it's the only number I really know. I was like 4 at the time. So I was like, yep, 25. That's mine.
What's your favorite off-ice activity?
I'm a big golfer. I'm a huge fan of golf, so I'd probably say that. I go out whenever I can, so
yeah. It must get competitive with you and your friends.
Oh, yeah, especially Ryan, too. We have pretty similar interests, so he's big into golf, too. So we have a little 18-hole match coming up this Saturday, so we'll see what the better McPherson twin is after that.
Who's the hardest player you've had to defend and why?
That's a tough one. I played against a lot of tough players this year. It's hard to talk about the past because, I mean, I feel like I haven't played AAA since, seems like years ago. But I think this year, I'll kind of relate it to the finals, number 12 on Stratford, McIlwain. McLaughlin. He was really good. He played as hard. He was big, physical, fast. He rocked me a couple times, but he was a good player to play against, and he really, I feel like, brought out that edge and the best in me. So overall, I'd probably say him.
What's your favorite TV show?
That's a tough one. I feel like I watch too many shows to have a favorite one.
Really? So what else love, shows have you been watching then?
I watch The Office here and there, Family Guy, like The Simpsons every once in a while.
Yeah, I'm a big Simpsons guy as well.
Yeah, I watch it time to time. It's not like my go-to, but you know, if I'm ever bored, I'll turn a show on. I like watching what's it called, All American.
Okay,
that's a good one. I don't know. I watch a little bit of everything. I don't watch a whole lot of TV. I'm normally watching TikTok on my phone if I'm bored. But when I do, I just kind of turn on whatever I see.
As we're closing off this interview here, do you have any advice for younger hockey players?
Do what your heart desires, I guess. You only get to play once, and you want to be able to be happy and confident wherever you play, and you don't want other people making your decisions for you. You want to be able to advocate for yourself and do what you want. So, yeah, I guess what I'm trying to say is just do whatever makes you happy and whatever you feel best doing.
Well, I'd like to thank again, Connor McPherson, for joining me on today's podcast. Thank you again, Connor.
Thank you again. Thank you very much for having me.